You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Nationals reporter Bill Latson. And Bill, a week ago we spent most of the podcast talking about the Nationals and Mets, and they're at it again this week, but from D.C. this time. Obviously it was a good series in Queens as the Nationals took two out of three despite dropping the first game. They pitched well in the series, and they kind of gave themselves a little cushion in the East with the victory and a nice little run. That cushion has kind of evaporated as the Mets have now heated up again. And the Mets take game one of this series on Monday night. And it was interesting because it was kind of a flip of the script from Wednesday night of last week. You had Bartolo Colon suddenly pitching well after the Nationals had gotten to him a week ago, and Gio Gonzalez struggled a bit. But the thing that surprised me was you would think, Bill, that the second time facing the same pitcher in less than a week, the advantage kind of swings to the hitters. But Colon looks so much better on Monday night than he did last week in New York. What were the Nationals saying about Colon? Did he have different stuff, or is he just that kind of crafty veteran pitcher that he's able to fool a team five nights later?
Tim, it was a combination of both. Dusty Baker maybe said it best yesterday. He talked about how, 1 minute, Colon was throwing 83 miles an hour. In the next minute, he was throwing 92. One pitch got as far as 98 miles an hour. So, he was changing speeds, and that was the key. And we got to keep in mind, too, Tim, overall, the Nationals offense is not very good. It hasn't been good from really in 2 years. And they need to get more consistent. It can't be just Bryce Harper doing all the stuff. To be honest with you, I just think that the Mets pitchers think that, the Nationals offense isn't very good.
We had Strasburg versus Harvey last week, and it was very lopsided as that Nationals offense that struggled so much didn't struggle at all. They looked great against Matt Harvey early and often in that game, and Strasburg was just at it again doing what he does. Now they face Harvey again. What are Nats player? I mean, what's the vibe you get about their feelings going into another game against a pitcher who is supposed to be one and the best in the game, but clearly hasn't been right this season?
Well, obviously, they're not going to say this is an automatic win, but they have to wait and see. They have to be careful with Harvey because he had batting practice and pitching practice Saturday, and hopefully for the Mets anyway, he can get it together. So I think the Nationals definitely don't think this is an easy victory at all.
All right, so Strasburg has clearly been tremendous this season for the Nationals, and so has Scherzer, even though we've picked apart the fact that he's given up a lot of home runs, but he's also been extremely dominant. As you've watched these two pitchers pitch throughout this season so far, Bill, which guy has been more impressive to you in 2016, Strasburg or Scherzer?
I have to say Scherzer because of the way he can be so dominant, the way he concentrates on that mound. It doesn't bother me that he gives up a lot of home runs. I mean, most of them are solo shots anyway. So I have to say it's definitely Scherzer. And also, he's not bad with the bat either, so I have to give it to him.
Yeah, he certainly helps himself out from time to time. So we've talked about the offense, and while it certainly struggled overall and struggled again on Monday, there was a little stretch there, Bill, heading into Monday where things were starting to look a little bit better. Ben Revere had a three-game stretch where he went 7-for-14. He drove in some runs, had some stolen bases. Anthony Rendon, who's been ice cold between May 10th and Monday night, had really been hitting .405, a bunch of doubles for him. He had been driving in runs and taking walks. And Wilson Ramos has been hitting as well. Are those little glimmers of what this offense can be?
Yes. I mean, especially with Rendon. I mean, Rendon has been hot lately. I think they really need him to really get it going, drive in runs, hit some home runs. Wilson Ramos, it's great to see that he's consistent with the bat now. He had LASIK surgery during spring training, and that seemed to have been the trick for him. So hopefully these guys can remain consistent. Ben Revere as well, he's starting to get it going now after missing a month of action. So hopefully this is what they need in order to win the division.
You know, you talk about the phrase, see the ball, hit the ball. It's a lot easier to do that if you can actually see the ball, right, Bill, as far as Wilson Ramos is concerned. Certainly a big deal. Now, Bryce Harper, as those guys seem to be heating up a little bit, Harper may be cooling off in the month of May at least, and he was 0-for-4 on Monday. Finally got to face a team on Monday night in the Mets that they actually challenged him a little bit, and he goes 0-for-4. And I know, Bill, right after the game, he went right to the cage. Got some extra BP, and this is the guy that Bryce Harper is. You know, he's always grinding, always working. And I guess he's mixed things up a little bit, taking BP on the field before games too, which is something he didn't do in the past. Is it just kind of trying things out and trying to make the most of a situation where he knows the chances to hit are going to be limited because of the pitches that he's not getting thrown?
Yes. I mean, he's frustrated, of course. Right. But I think he's going to get it together. I really believe that what he did last night, taking more batting practice, I think that's the start of something good, I believe. And I think he knows that he has to be patient as ever because they know they're not going to pitch to him. I mean, he knows the story. And, you know, to me, if you look at it, I think he's really been a lot patient than he has been in the past. And I think just going 0-for-4 is just one game. I think he's really going to get it together.
Dusty Baker, I thought, made a great point talking about people compare, you know, what he's doing and the treatment he's getting to the Barry Bonds treatment. And Baker made the comparison saying, hey, Bonds was a veteran by the time it got to that point. He was in his 30s. He had seen it all in baseball. Harper's still in his early 20s. The fact that he has to cope with this is one thing, and it shows how great a player he is, but it's also tougher on a guy that's seen less throughout baseball. I thought that was a really good point, Bill, made by Dusty Baker.
He brought up the point that, you know, at that age, Barry Bonds was still struggling. He was like a 250 hitter at that time. And Bryce Harper is way ahead of what, you know, Bonds went through at that same age. So he's going to be okay. I'm not worried about Bryce Harper.
One more thing I wanted to touch on with you, Bill, and it's something we visited before, but I wanted to revisit it as the situation seemingly hasn't changed much as Danny Espinosa continues to struggle at the plate, 2-0-1 after an 0-for-3 on Monday night. And then meanwhile, Trey Turner continues to hit, albeit in the minors at AAA, but 15 stolen bases for Turner as well, 15 extra base hits in Syracuse. Is a change getting closer, or is there that loyalty with Espinosa and what he gives them defensively? Is he going to still be hanging on there and trying to work things out at the plate for a while longer?
You know, in my opinion, I would hope a change is coming. I mean, Trey Turner should have been here a long time ago. And he's a better hitter. He's fast. He would really – his speed would really help this team out. And, you know, the last 4 years, Danny Espinosa has hit .217. So I think it's time for a change. And, you know, how long, you know, this has been taking forever for him to get his bat going. So I think it's time for a change. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Maybe the one thing that's kind of saved Danny Espinosa is the fact that the team's pitched so well and played well overall, and they're in first place. If they were struggling and maybe fading out of the race a little bit, there'd be more desperation, and you'd maybe go to Turner quicker. So Espinosa's been helped by that. But it seems like the writing's on the wall. I agree, Bill, and it's only a matter of time before we see that switch because Trey Turner, I think, is certainly ready at the plate to take over, and this team still needs that spark offensively. All right, great stuff as always. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Nationals edition. For Bill Latz and I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.